Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, coming up on the show after the top of the hour, we're going to get to Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed, who has proposed some changes to the way police operate in the city of St. Louis. We're going to ask him about that and why he thinks that's going to work. We're going to talk to Chanel Rion, who's the chief White House correspondent for One America News. They've been in the news as recently as yesterday. We'll get to all that coming up, but first.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show Small Business Showcase, sponsored by Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning, making your family's comfort our family's business.
Doing our part to help small business, let me get to our friends from Olympia Gymnastics this morning. We have Sarah Catanzaro and Ellen Serafini on the phone with us. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. To you.
Yeah, great to have you on here. I know that gyms and facilities like that have been hit extra hard by this stay-at-home order. How's it affected Olympia?
Well, I would say that the hardest part is having the gyms closed down and not having kids in the gym.
Yes.
It's just a different, eerie kind of feeling without all that energy and excitement in the gyms. And it's very exciting to be back and to see that again and see the smiles on the parents' faces and the kids' faces. And I have to say that I appreciate the parents. They've given us a lot of trust, and they are trusting us with their children again, and that's really exciting.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Olympia Gymnastics is open for business again, and I'm sure you're doing what you need to do to make sure that everybody is safely distanced and all that, right?
Oh, yes, we are. The instructors, all the adults in the building are wearing masks. We're taking temperatures and asking the medical questions when the kids come in, and also the staff will get their temperatures taken. We have 6-foot distancing, and then we also have limits on occupancy. So we're keeping track of that very carefully. And this was the first week that we actually were able to run classes.
Oh, boy. I'm sure it's a relief for the parents and the kids to be able to get back in there and do the sport that they love. And we all need exercise right now, right?
Right, exactly. And it's tough. Gymnastics is a year-round sport, and it's tough for those gymnasts to be out for 10 and 12 weeks at a time. But 2 weeks ago, we were able to open some camps. So we offered camps to get the kids back in shape kind of gradually, and so they're stronger and ready to work and fewer injuries, et cetera. Yeah.
I think Olympia's mission is to create happy, healthy, confident kids. And although we're at a limited capacity right now, we're just excited to be back and still being able to, you know, create that and foster that in the greater, you know, St. Louis area.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I'm pretty sure my kids have gone to one of your locations. You've got 9 of them around the area, right? Oh, people probably can find one close to them.
We do. And we also have Ninja City facilities and Olympia Ninja within the Olympias for a lot of movement and strength and just obstacle course training,
well,
which is also great for kids.
I tell you what, Sarah, Ellen, I'm so glad that you guys are back in business. It's Olympia Gymnastics. You can go to olympiagymnastics.org to find out the location closest to you and how to sign up for a camp or one of the classes. And we're glad you're back. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Yeah, have a great day. Great to get you on here again, Olympia Gymnastics. Go to the website, 971talk.com/smallbusiness. All the details are on there if you want to reach out to them. Get your kids scheduled in the camp. Get them out of your hair. Let them get some great exercise. It's going to be fantastic. How about that? Coming up, we'll talk to Lewis Reed, president of the Board of Aldermen in the city, and Chanel Rion from One America News. Stick around.